How high far is that dive? You could hear from there. And Bechlal, just to be able to sit together with Chaverim on a Yontif of Chanukah, maybe more than other Yomim Tovim, Chanukah is a Yontif appreciated with a Chevra. Alone on Chanukah is not the same as with the Chevra. The Neiris need to be together to form the Menorah. So I want to share with you some Divrei Torah about Chanukah. I have a lot to say and I'm going to keep a pace so that we move along. So I'm going to get started. I'm going to ask five ha'aras about Chanukah and try to bring out a yisoid that we could take with us moving out of Chanukah. The Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, Tafresh Ayin, says that the name Chanukah is because Chanu Chafei. The Milchama was over, they camped, they rested on the 25th day of Kislev. This is not a, you know, we get confused sometimes, we're so full of like Ramazim and things, that sometimes we don't appreciate when something comes from old and profoundly halachic yisoidos. But the drasha of Chanu Chafei as an explanation for the name of Chanukah is said by the Torah. It's brought in the Levush. It's brought by the Maharil. In fact, in many Svarim, it's the only reason brought for the name Chanukah. So it's a very, very central piece, this Chanu Chafei. And it's the truth is, it needs a pshat. Because the way I was taught, which I think is incorrect, is as if it was Nachu Chafei. That's the way I was taught. They rested on the 25th day of Kislev. But that's not what Chanu Chafei means. Nachu Chafei means they rested on the 25th day of Kislev. Chanu is a lashon of machane. They camped on the 25th. Now, it's true, the Levush points out, that sometimes you have this relationship, like in Parashas Matos or Masa, you have Vayisu, Vayachanu, that Vayisu is traveling, Vayachanu is stopping, is camping. But to use this lashon, that the lashon of the Nitzachin is, they camped on the 25th day of Kislev, it needs some kind of a pshat. What is this chaniyah? What is this camping? When someone gets home, you don't say that he camped. That's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two, we discussed, those of you that were there, we talked about this in Blue Ridge a few days ago, but I want to go over it a little bit clearly. The Mechaber brings B'Shem the Marami Rutenberg, Taka brought in the Chuvas of the Maram, that the Ribui Se'udos, listen to this Lashon, the Ribui Se'udos, the extensive Se'udos, the tons of donuts, the Shefa of Latkes that we eat on Chanukah, as I state, the Ribui HaSe'udos that we eat on Chanukah is merely a Se'udas Rishos, it's not a Se'udas Mitzvah. Ad Kan Divrei HaMechaber. It's shocking. The Marami Rutenberg is going through which sudas are rishus and which sudas are sudas mitzvah. And he says the ribui sudas that we do is just the sudas rishus. So why do we do them? What does that mean? It's just like an observation. All these parties, they're just the sudas rishus. So should we be doing the parties or shouldn't we? And it's such a fascinating lashon. The ribui sudas that we do, no criticism. Not a mitzvah. What's the pshat? Why are we okay with that? Why isn't there a koil rash gadol? What are these sudas that you're making on Chanukah? Stop it! It's just a sudas rishus. The Rama is maisif that we're noyig to turn the sudas rishus into a sudas mitzvah. We sing songs, as we just did. The Bir Halacha brings a marshal that says that we mix Divrei Torah into the Suda, as we're doing now. And in that way, we transform it into a Suda's Mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, for our Chevra, we know that we're not satisfied with that. If it's not a Suda's Mitzvah, it's not a Suda's Mitzvah. We have to create some kind of artificial Suda's Mitzvah over here. It's not a Suda's Mitzvah, it's not a Suda's Mitzvah. No, make it a Suda's Mitzvah. Why? Why? There are suda. I sit down to my suda Shabbos. It is a suda mitzvah. It's a chiv to eat my suda on Shabbos. When I sit down Tuesday afternoon to lunch, it's a suda rishus. I get it. You have to eat. You eat a suda rishus. No, make it a suda mitzvah. Doesn't sound to you a little bit like we're trying too hard? The suda on Chanukah are not a suda rishus. What's this effort that we have that noyagim to transform it into a suda mitzvah? Well, what's the meaning of this? That's what our base. Ha'ara Gimel. The Nes of Chanukah seems to be focused specifically on the Kayin Gadol. If you learn the Gemara, my Chanukah, the flask of oil that they found, Kiyodua, was Munach b'chaysamay shel Kayin Gadol. It had the seal of the Kayin Gadol. The Mefarshim struggle with that. We don't know of a seal of the Kayin Gadol sealing the oil. Okay, there are different inyanim in Hilchas Tuma that they try to learn from the fact that it says that it was Munach b'chaysamay shel Kayin Gadol. But haloy davaru, what is this inyan of the Kahuna Gedayla? B'mei Matisyo ben Yoichanan Kayin Gadol. And fascinating, if you look at the first halacha in Hilchas Chanukah in the Rambam, he doesn't say Kayin Gadol, he calls all the Chashmonoim Kayhanim Gedolim. He says, Gavru b'nei Chashmonoi ha-Kayhanim ha-Gedolim. But they were all Kayhanim Gedolim? So there seems to be some hadgasha here of the concept of Kayin Gadol being instrumental in the Neis Chanukah. So that's Ha'ara Gimel. What is this Kayin Gadol? Ha'ara Dalet. In the sugya of the Isser Lehishtamish La'ira, we know that you're not supposed to be nana from the Ur, that's why we have a Shamish. We're not allowed to be nana from the Ur. It was Nagea Lamaisa, those of you that were in Lakewood on Sunday, we know that half of Lakewood lost power Sunday afternoon. The island was suddenly tumbling the sugya of Isser Lehishtamish La'ira. So it's Asr L'Hishtamish La'ira. There's various reasons given, but a chelek chashuv of the Rishonim, what I had written down is the Ran, the Rajba, and the Balamar. They say that the reason why it's Asr L'Hishtamish La'ira, you can't be nene from the Neiris Chanukah, is because since the Neiris Chanukah represent a nes that happened with the Menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, they were misaking the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah, similar to the Hadlaka in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, you weren't able to be nene from the Kadshim, from the Hadlakas Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rishonim say. Now, we have this problem, we were just talking about this, we have this problem sometimes when we learn Halachas, that we don't fully appreciate the magnitude of what we just learned. These Rishonim are telling you that when you light your menorah, it's a dogma of the hadlaka bebeis hamikdash ad kedekach. The Rishonim say that's why it has certain halachas, because it's like the menorah in the beis hamikdash. That's an astonishing statement. The level of what it means, the menorah that we all had the schus to light tonight, that the chazal were misaking halachas of menorah in your menorah. It's halfway fulfilled. It's incredible. Another example of this is the famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Baal Oischa, where the Ramban brings the Chazal, and Rashi brings also, Baal Oischa es Haneiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, Baal Oischa es Haneiris, El Mul Penei HaMenoyah Iru Shiva es Haneiris, and Chazal tell us that Aaron had Chalishas Hadas from the Karbonis of the Nesiim, that he wasn't able to bring a Karbon of the Nesiim. Say Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, Shelcha Gedoyla Mishalahem, your chelik is greater than theirs, because you're going to light the menorah. And the Ramban asks several questions. Foremost among them, Aaron did a lot of things that the other Shvatim didn't do. He said, the Ramban says, why didn't he say, Shelcha Gedoyla Mishalahem, that you bring the Ketoris? Why the menorah? He says that there's a Megillah Starim. They found a notebook. That's when Megillah Starim is. They found the notebook of Rabbeinu Nisim that says that when Chazal said this, it was referring to the Hadlokas Menorah Bebeis Chashbonai, the fact that Aaron HaKohen's children are going to be instrumental in a nace of the Menorah. Okay, that's already a big chiddush. But what comes next is amazing. Chazal say, Aaron, their carbon is not l'dayros, but your carbon is l'dayros. Why is Aaron's l'dayros? You know why? Because you lit a menorah tonight. Do you understand what that means? That when it says b'ha'aloyscha es ha'neiros, in Parshas b'ha'aloyscha, Aaron HaKoyen, you have an avoda called menorah, because David Steinman is going to light a menorah on the night of Hanukkah, that's b'ha'aloyscha es ha'neiros, and every one of us. It's mind-boggling. We are a hemshech of the hadlakas ha'menorah b'beis ha'mikdash. It's a davar nifla. The ha'ara is, my Rashiva pointed this out to us, of course we know why our menorah has eight branches, because the nes was for 8 days. Why it was for 8 days, we could talk about, but the nes was for 8 days. So our menorah has eight branches. But if our menorah is really representative of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, haloi davaru, the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash didn't look that way. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash was bas shiva kanim. Our menorah is bas shmoina kanim. I know there's a practical reason for the difference, but if so, that this is a hemshech of that hadlakas menorah, where did the eighth branch come from? That's ha'ara dalet, I believe. Ha'ara hey. By the time we finish the Ha'aras, we're really a good part of the way to understanding what's happening here. Ha'ara hey. The Nes of Chanukah was Goyrim a Chanukah. That's the other reason for the name Chanukah. It was Goyrim a Chanukah Samizbeach, a Chanukah Samikdash. They re-inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, a Chanukah. And this is something that's important. The Kasha teaches you a lot also. The Kasha is that when a victory over an enemy brings about a certain mitzvah or a certain madrega, that mitzvah has to have something to do with the struggle. It's not random. We had a struggle with Mitzrayim. The end of that struggle was not a Chanukah. We had a struggle with Haman. The end of that struggle was not a Chanukah. We had a struggle with Greece. The end of that struggle was a Chanukah. Ad kedei kach, that it's the name of the Yontif. Chanukah. Or HaShulchan, Tafrei Shayin, I think Sivdalid, or Hey, says that this is one of the taimim of the name Chanukah, is that they were mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with the threat that they faced and the Nitzachin that they were zeichet to? Okay, let's just chazer over briefly. We have five ha'aras. We have five ha'aras. Ha'ara number one, what's the chanu of chanu chafei? Ha'ara number two, what is this thing with Sudas Rishus? Why should we continue to have Sudas Rishus? And if we're supposed to make it into a Sudas Mitzvah, so why are we doing that? Is that a game? Why are we making it into a Sudas Mitzvah? Ha'ara number three, what's the inyan of the Kayin Gadol by Chanukah? Ha'ara number four, if the menorah is a hemshech of the menorah of the Mikdash, where did the eighth branch come from? Ha'ara number five, why was it that the struggle with Yavon produced a Chanukah? There's a Yesod about Chanukah. Once we understand that Yesod, we'll be able to walk through each one of these Ha'aras and they'll kemat clarify themselves. Histakel be'oraisa ubara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and he created the world. That means that the world is the world that we see. There's the physical world that's in front of us. And there's the pnimius of the world. The pnimius of the world is why Hashem created the world, the purpose of the world, the ratzon Hashem in the world, the kavod shamayim that comes out of the world, where the world is going to be, la'asid lavai, all of that is part of the pnimius of the bria of this world. We have histaka ba'oraisa, we have bara alma. Both of those pieces have chachma. The alma, the oilam, has chachma, Wow, an incredible amount of chachma. There's kamat nothing in this bria that can't be a lifelong study. From biology to chemistry to cosmology to there's like nothing in the bria that's not like has an endless amount to study and to that a person could be nishtoimim from the pilei ploim of the bria. There's a chachma, the chachma of the olam. And the hastakel b'oraisa, that's the chachma of the Torah. Chachma of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the seidos of the Torah, the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the world, the endless, endless, endless oceans of knowledge that are part of the Torah. There's Chachmas HaOlam, there's Chachmas HaTorah. Yavan and Klal Yisrael are both nations of wisdom. They're both nations of Chachma. The Maral speaks about at length. They're both nations of Chachma. Yavan's Chachma is the Chachma of the world. Klal Yisrael's Chachma is the Chachma of the Torah. And there's a kinna, there's a jealousy between the two. Yavan is jealous of the Chachma of the Torah. Why is Yavan jealous of the Chachma of the Torah? Yavan's jealousy is that we have a Chachma that he is not mesugal to. He doesn't perceive. Yavan just is able to analyze and appreciate the world that he sees. That's the world around us. If you can't see it, it's not there. The world of science could continue to develop. They could keep discovering things that they see and therefore they know are there, and they still will never believe that there's something that's there if they can't see it. The world of the Chachma of Yavan, the Chachma of this world, is a Chachma of Masha Nira Le'enayim, of what's visible. It's what's here, it's concrete, it's what's here. The Chachma of the Torah is the Chachma of what's meant by what's here. What's the reason for what's here? What's the tachlis of what's here? How does what's here bring out Ratzon Hashem and Kavod Shamayim? That's the Chachma of the Torah, and Yavan doesn't have a connection. They weren't given that Chachma. And Yavan's response to that kinna is a denial that that Chachma exists. Yavan denies that there is a pnimius to the world. They deny that there is an oimik to things, that there's a reason. In different generations, there's different forms of Chachmas Ha'olam, but it very often involves either Ha'olam Kadmon, that the world was always here, which is a nice way to deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or other similar theories that completely deny a Ratzon, a purpose, a Kavod, a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, a internal greatness of what's happening here. So we have the Chachma of Yavan, which is the surface. We have the Chachma of the Torah, which is the purpose. The surface against the purpose. Now you understand that if you deny that there's a Ratzon Hashem in the Bria, it's absolutely impossible for a miracle to take place. If you deny the existence of anything other than what's in front of your eyes, that if a flask of oil is supposed to last a certain amount of time, there is no way that those chukei hateva can be broken. Can the laws of nature be broken? No, they cannot. It's impossible. The only way the laws of nature can be broken is if there's a Ratzon Hashem that created the laws of nature, that has a reason for them, and that could bend them, break them, or abolish them at will. Because there's something deeper than what you can see. So when Klal Yisrael was Moiser Nefesh for a Chachmas HaTorah that nobody could see, the laughingstock of the world, they're sitting there worshiping a God that you can't see, learning a Torah that you don't see nicker in the world. Can you imagine the Leitzanus? We hear echoes of it today. We have this entire world that's completely not nira le'enayim. After Klal Yisrael is meiser nefesh and devoted to to that chachma of what's the pnimius of the oimek, the ratzon Hashem in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standing up for us, amadat alahem ve'es tzarasam, is that he reveals that there is a pnimius to the world. And that revelation is by taking that pach of shemen and making it last for 8 days. There is no explanation for that. The only explanation is there's more than meets the eye. That's the only explanation. There's an oimek to the bria. There's a pnimius to the bria. There's a ratzon Hashem in the bria. What do you do when you're mechanech something? Ha'ara hey, our fifth ha'ara. What do you do when you're mechanech something? You take a kli shares and you're dedicating it for use in the Beis HaMikdash. You're being mechanech it. You're inaugurating it for use in the Beis HaMikdash. What are you doing? It's a physical keli. What you're doing is you're saying there's more than meets the eye. This keli has a purpose. This keli can reveal Kavod Shamayim. This keli has a role to play in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda. You're revealing that there's more than just Masha Nira Le'enayim. That's what the chinuch of something in Avodas Hashem is. There's more than what's on the surface. And that's why the result of the Nitzachon over Yavon was Chanukah. To be mechanech a Beis HaMikdash, to be mechanech a Mizbeach, to be mechanech Klei Shares, to say on Eitzim Va'avanim that these may look like stones, this may look like wood or gold or silver, but in reality they are vessels of Kavod Shamayim. Oh, you can't see the Kavod Shamayim. That's the point. There's something beneath, there's something deeper, there's a ruchnias, there's a neshama to everything. The Klei Shares has a neshama. The neshama is its purpose in serving Hashem. You, Yavan, denied that there's such a thing. A nes happened that proved that there's such a thing. And as a result, we are going to be mechanech things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's part of the Yontif of Chanukah, the concept of being mechanech things. That's the fifth ha'ara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Kedusha down into this world. One of the vehicles for sending his Shefa of Kedusha into this world is through the Menorah, through the light of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The light of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash has seven branches. Seven always represents this world. This world that was created in 7 days. This world that's a world of cycles of seven. 7 days, seven Shemitahs, we're a world of seven. That's what Olam HaZeh is, it's a world of seven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down, the Maral says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia, his Kedusha, onto the world, onto the entire world, which is represented by seven branches. All the different parts of the Bria that were created in all 7 days of creation, all are affected by the Lichtigkeit, by the Shefa that comes through the Menorah. But that Shefa comes from somewhere. It's a beautiful diuk that Baruch Shiva taught us a number of years ago. When the psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh describe the hadlokas ha-menorah of the Kayin Gadol, the pasuk says, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chof Aleph, Be'oyel moyed michutz la-paroiches asher al-ho'edus ya'aroich oisai aron u'bonav. In the Oyel Moed, just outside of the Paroiches, which is covering the Aron, that's where you should light the Menorah. Sounds like a lot of detail. I know what the Paroiches is, but I know it's covering the Aron. No, the Torah is trying to tell you, this Menorah is set up outside the Paroiches, which is covering the Aron. Meaning, the Shefa that comes down into this world comes from a hidden place. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That hidden place is represented by the Kodesh HaKodashim. That super heilige place that's not really part of this world, where the Aron HaKodesh is hidden. That makayim nistar, that makayim ne'elam, that's the source of the shefa that comes into this world and spreads to the entire world, represented by seven branches. The seven branches are powered by something. They're powered by the ruchnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the bria, by the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is represented by that which is hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that you see that in the pasuk. What should you do with the menorah? Put it outside of the pareichas, which is covering the aron. Why are you telling that to me? No, because it's about the aron. The koyach, the pnimius, the shefa of everything that's coming into this world is coming from that hidden place. Rabbi say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nes of Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, moved the pareichas aside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, revealed the source of all the Kedusha. It's not just Olam Hazeh. There's something behind it. There's a Kedusha behind it. There's a pnimius. It's usually hidden. Usually we don't have Nisim Gluyim. Usually we don't have this public revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pnimius of the world. That the world can't exist 1 second without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually that's not something that we can touch, that we could feel. But by the nes of Chanukah, it's as if we were given access to not just the menorah, but the source of the menorah. Hashem revealed, here I am. Here I am, I'm the one that powers the whole world. It's as if the pareiches was moved aside and the Aron Kodesh is there. That, Rabbi say, is the eighth branch of the menorah. The eighth branch of the menorah is no longer is the source of the light of the menorah hidden. The nes of Chanukah reveals the source of the light of the menorah and it takes its place in the shura of kanim of the menorah. It's not the pshat that we have an eight-branch menorah. The pshat is that we have a 7+1-branch menorah. We have our 7-branch menorah where the source of it is also included in the kanim of the menorah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala, that makayim nistar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala, that hidden hashgacha that fuels the world, that the world exists because of. That's the chiddush of Chanukah, that the menorah is no longer representing a shefa that comes, but there's a pareichas being mavdil. No, the nes of Chanukah is megala, the source of the kayach of the menorah. And now we're lighting a menorah, there are 8 branches, 7, and what powered the 7. That's the 8 branches of the menorah. And of course, we can understand, if that's the case, we can understand, of course, why there's a hadgasha that the nes came about through kayhanim gedolim. If the concept, now we have some new language here. If the nes was a revelation of the kodesh hakodashim, if the nes was a revelation that, no, it looked like it's just the surface, no, there's a pnimius to the bria. There's a kodesh hakodashim, there's a makay nistar, where all the shefa comes from. Those that revealed it, the Rambam calls the Kayhanim Gedolim. Why? Because who has access to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Only the Kayin Gadol. There's only one person that's able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's the Kayin Gadol. So these tzaddikim, in a sense, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. These tzaddikim, in a sense, revealed that secret, hidden part of the Bria that makes it obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nourishing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pnimius of the Bria. There's a Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. So we call them HaKoyhanim HaGedolim. And that's why the oil that brought about that nes is called Chasum B'Chaisamay Shal Kayin Gadol. It's sealed with the seal of the Kayin Gadol. Because that nes represents, that pach of shemen represents a revelation of the most hidden hashgacha, which is now being revealed. That's coming about through that pach shemen. So that's the pach shemen that's munach b'chay samay shal kayin gada. So that was the third ha'ara. So we resolved the fifth, the fourth, and the third so far. So moving back to the second, the truth is it's become so clear now. You know, just like we said, the whole world is a physical world, But there's a Ratzon Hashem behind the world. There's a Ruchnius to the world. There's a spiritual purpose for the whole world. The Paiskim say, the Paiskim bring, I think B'Shem the Arizal, that the same thing is true about food. The Paiskim bring, I believe it's Siman Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, I have to look to tell you exactly, but it's brought down that when a person eats food, think about this while you eat, when a person eats food, his guf is nehene megashmiyos hamaychel, his body benefits from the physicality of the food, and his neshama is nizayin from the ruchnius hamaychel. His neshama benefits from the ruchnius of the food. I'm sure this is way, way, way above our pay grade. But on a simple level, how can we understand this? The way we understand this is that these chicken nuggets over here, they're a gashmi, they're pieces of chicken. But they have a ruchnius because they serve a purpose in Ratzon Hashem. And when I eat them with the proper intention, in the proper way, with a bracha, for the right purpose, my body is nene from the chicken. But my neshama is nene from the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me that chicken. That's the ruchnius, HaMichel. The Ratzon Hashem in that, Michael. The Kavod Shamayim that could come out of it. The reason that Hashem, the histakel ba'iraisa of it. The reason that Hashem created it. My Rashiva once said to us that that's why there's an inyan to say Divrei Torah by Yesuda. Because the Pasuk tells us, Ki lo yal alechem levado yichiha adam. Ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichiha adam. A person doesn't just live on bread, a person lives from the moitza pi Hashem. And the Svarim explain that it means that a person doesn't just live from the physicality of the bread. You live from the moitza pi Hashem in the bread. But the way to remind ourselves that the ruchni, that what we're eating is not just a physical act. What we're eating contains within it a Ratzon Hashem. It contains within it a capacity for Kavod Shamayim, is that we speak out Histakel Ba'iraisa. We speak out Torah. Torah, that Torah that created the world. We say out words of Torah, and that way we remind ourselves, we're mazkir on the table, that there's a ruchnius hamaychel. Now, let's take this information, and let's look back at the Seudas Chanukah. There's a riboy seudais, says the Marami Rutenberg, Seudas Rishus. We were so frustrated when we read this. Seudas Rishus, so then why are we doing it? No, that's the point of Chanukah. The point of Chanukah is there is no Rishus. Everything is filled with Ruchnius. Everything has a Ratzon Hashem. Everything has a purpose. We sit and eat Seudas, and it's dafka, our celebration of the Yontif is to eat Seudas of Rishus with an appreciation of the fact that there is no Divrei Rishus. That everything in the Bria, even the most chayil part of the Bria, there's a ratzain behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. There's a tachlis. If he sent you that food, he sent it for a reason. There's a kavod shamayim that comes out of it. There's a ruchnius here. Zokta Rama, let's turn it into a Seudas Mitzvah. I don't believe that it's such a big machlokes, the Mechaber and the Rama. I think it's two sides of the same coin. The Mechaber is saying that the Seudas that we eat are Divrei Rishus, and Divrei Rishus Seudas can also have Kedusha. The Rama is saying, let's take it a step further, let's transform it into a Seudas Mitzvah. Let's do that. Let's make the Nes Chanukah happen on our Seuda. Let's bring out the Kedusha of the Meichel. Let's bring out the Kedusha of the Seuda. Of course, we're not here to play games. If it's not time for a Seudas Mitzvah, I'm not going to have to make it into a Seudas Mitzvah. It's not a Seudas Mitzvah. Unless that's the Avoida of the day. The Yevanim wanted us to believe that everything is just the way it is. It's just the surface. It's just the physical world. There's no Oimik. There's no depth. There's no Ruchni is there. So I'm going to make a Seuda on the day that I was victorious over Yavan. And I am going to show that the chicken nuggets are going to have Kedusha. That the Seuda itself, I'm going to bring out the Pnimius of the Seuda, the Ruchnius HaMeichel. I'm going to transform that which seemed like it was just surface and devoid of Kedusha, I'm going to bring out its Kedusha. That is the essence of our Nitzachin over Yavan. That's Ha'arabeis. That's the beauty of this meal. That's the beauty of what we do on Chanukah. That's the beauty of the donuts of Chanukah. The idea of Chanukah, of this eating. Purim is different. We have a suda as the lavush, as the people are mayrach. Why Purim is different? That there's a sudas Purim, that there's a chiyuv to eat a sudas Purim. You must eat a sudas Purim. On Chanukah, we don't have a chiyuv suda. It's not about the guf necessarily, right? That's not the focus of Chanukah. But we have an inyan to show that there's a spiritual depth even to those things that are divrei rishus. So that's the riboy seudais that we make. They're divrei rishus. I'm good with that. Because divrei rishus is an important part of Chanukah. Perhaps it's the reason why it's not asur b'malacha. Perhaps it's the reason why Chanukah is regular weekdays. Regular weekday. We went to work today. What's the pshat? We went to work today because the kunz of Chanukah is not that I could separate myself, put on Shabbos clothes, and not do malacha the whole day. No, the kunz of Chanukah is that I could show how my job is part of Ratzon Hashem, how my gashmius is part of Ratzon Hashem, how the regular world that you see in front of you, Yavan, that you're sitting and analyzing with a microscope and you're still not seeing what it is. Because there's a Ratzon Hashem here, because there's a Kavod Shamayim that comes out of it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a purpose for it. And when he brings out that purpose, that's the ultimate gilui of that histakel b'araisa ubara alma. Now Rabbi say this struggle between Yavan and Klal Yisrael, where Yavan says that what you see is what you get. There's just the world that you see. Don't start telling me that you're doing it for the right reason. There's no right reason. It's just enjoy the chicken. There's no right reason. It is what it is. And Klal Yisrael is here to say that everything has a ratzon behind it. And that even the most mundane things are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Everything has a neshama. Everything has a spiritual purpose. This machloikis has its roots. Some of us had a chance to chazer this winter. Has its roots in the tension that existed between Lavan Ha'arami and Yaakov Avinu. Think about what happened. You have to be in a spoil. Yaakov Avinu is an ish tam yoshev ayhalim. Yaakov Avinu is a masmid. He's an ish tam yoshev ayhalim. His entire life is just Torah. He runs away to Lavan, and he stops learning. Isn't that what happened? I know he was really learning the whole time, but he gets himself four wives, not one. One is a lot. He gets himself four. Four wives, 12 children, and a massive business that he admittedly, he himself says, takes up his every single waking moment, and then some. What happened to our yeshiva bachar over here? What happened? The answer is that the challenge of Yaakov neged Lavan was dafka this challenge. Lavan's held, maybe you want to learn in the base Spanish, that's fine. A wife, that's chayil. Children, that's divrei rishus. Money, that's for your enjoyment. This is not kedusha. This is divrei rishus. And Lavan tries to hold on to that with all his might. In the end of the struggle with Yaakov, Lavan says, "Habanois benoisai, habanim bana. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Yaakov, you can't take it for kedusha." But Yaakov Avinu, as the children of Lavan said. The children of Lavan were very smart, by the way. The children of Lavan said, Lokach Yaakov es kol asher le'avinu. Yaakov took everything that belonged to our father. Ume asher le'avinu osa es kol ha'kavod hazeh. And from what belonged to Lavan, without any kavod, Yaakov Avinu created all this kavod. That was the struggle between Yaakov and Lavan. This whole thing where Yaakov slowly siphoned off for himself all the nechassim of Lavan, there was a ruchniistic process here of Yaakov being mekadesh every sheep. There's a Reb Tzadok, I've said over many times, Reb Yosef has heard this from me many times, which is, it's a great dogma ledover. There's a Reb Tzadok that says that when Yaakov Avinu was making grooves in the sticks in front of the sheep, the Reb Tzadik says, Kiyem bozeh inyan ha-tfilin. He was mimakayim the inyan of tfilin. I have no idea. I don't know how, I don't know what, I don't know what the tzushtal is, I have no idea. Stripes, I have no idea. But you hear what that's saying? There's a mitzvah of tefillin. Is that the very rishus? There's a mitzvah of tefillin, a shal yad and a shal roish, being meshabed your guf and the neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov Avinu did that when he cut wood. That's divrei rishus for the purpose of Kedusha. Lavan is like, Yaakov, it's just wood. Yaakov is, no, it's tefillin. That's what's going on. That's the machlokes between us and Yavan. Yavan is like, it's just a world, enjoy it. We're like, no, it's a ratzon Hashem. It's tefillin. There's something to be mekayim here. This is what's going on between Yaakov and Lavan. This is what's going on between us and Yavan. Lavan, Yavan. Spelled differently. Don't get excited. Okay. Let me end with this. Yaakov Avinu leaves his encounter with Lavan. And what does he meet? What's the first thing he meets? By Yifke Uboi. Malachi Elohim. And Yaakov Avinu meets Malachim. The first thing he meets is Malachim. And he says, Machane Elohim Zeh. This is a machane of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra Shem HaMokim Ahu Machanoim. He names that place Machanoim. What's Machanoim? Machane. What's Machanoim? Machanoim means two camps. It doesn't just mean a number of camps. Then it would be machanois. It's machanoim, a set of camps, like raglayim, yodayim, einayim, oznayim. It's a set of two. Says the Ramban. Machanehu, his machane, umachaneho elyoinu, and the machane in Shomayim. Loimar, this means to say, ki machanehu ba'oretz, that the machane of Yaakov Avinu on this world, Kemachane Hamalachim was just like the Machane in Shomayim. Kulam Machanois Elohim. They were both Machanois praising, you know, there to serve Hashem. Mevarchim Loi, being Mevarech Lashem. Moidim Biyichudai, acknowledging the Achdus of Hashem. Biyichudai Yizbarach Shemoy Le'olamim. End of Ramban and Parshas Vayetze. What is the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that Yaakov Avinu spent decades in the house of Lavan, fighting the battle that we, the Chashmonaim, fought many generations later. Fighting the battle to recognize that there's a depth to this world. There's a pnimius to this world. There's a Ratzon Hashem that comes out of this world. And he amassed a machane. When he came, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, was one man alone. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva. When he came back to Eretz Yisrael, it was an entire machane. An entire machane of kavod, may Asher le'avinu also as kol ha-kavod hazeh. And the pasuk is meid that the machane of Yaakov was a machane me'ein the machane in the elyonim, me'ein the machane of the malachim. It was a machane that reflected kavod shemayim, the wives, the children, the sheep, the cattle, the avadim. It was a machane that reflected a ratzon Hashem. They were able to set up their machane on the 25th of Kislev when we were menatzeach over Yavan, and they stopped stripping us of the machane Elohim element in our machane, because we are a machane. We're not here to settle down in this world. We're a camp. We're here to be loichem the milchemes Hashem. We're on a journey. Vayisu vayachanu. We're here to accomplish a kavod shamayim in this world. And on the 25th day of Kislev, just like the end of Yaakov Avinu's encounter with Lavan was machane Elohim zeh, the end of the encounter of the Chashmonaim with Yavan was chanu chafei. They made a machane. They camped on the 25th day of Kislev, kemachanehu ba'elyoinim, kach the machane of Yaakov b'tachtoinim, mevarchim b'shmoi, umoidim b'yichudai le'olamim. Yashikayach.